knowing otherwise. Late the next morning, Reuben got off the subway at Brighton Street Station, holding tightly to the straps of his backpack. He'd waited until after rush hour to avoid being seen on the train by any neighbors who might happen to work here in Middleton, the neighborhood in which New Umbra's busiest retail district was located. Even so, the station platform was fairly crowded, and Reuben made his way up the steps into daylight along with a dozen other passengers. He stood with his backpack pressed to the station wall and looked up and down Brighton Street, where all the best shopping in New Umbra was done. Everything about Brighton Street seemed to shine. The shop windows, the chrome on the passing cars, the clicking shoes of well-dressed pedestrians. Reuben was aware that even run-down cities have their share of wealthy people, their lawyers and doctors and factory owners. And in New Umbra, such people did their shopping on Brighton Street. Though certainly not as fancy as some places Reuben had seen in movies, it nonetheless made the lower downs seem all the more squalid in comparison. Most of the people who shopped here, Reuben supposed, wouldn't think of his own neighborhood fit for human dwelling. He was somewhat familiar with the area. He'd come here with his mom just a few months ago, when she needed new clothes for a job interview, and had seen a big sale advertised. The outfit she bought, and the way she wore her hair with it, had made her look like someone who ran a company, or worked with the mayor. On the morning of the interview, Reuben felt intimidated just eating breakfast with her. But she hadn't been hired for the position because she had no experience. "I thought I might win them over with my charm," she'd said. Evidently, they were immune. They must have cast some protective spell. She spoke lightly, as if it were only one interview among many, and nothing to fuss about. She hadn't been to any since then, however, and Reuben understood that she'd been forced to rethink her prospects. Still, it was thanks to that shopping trip that he knew of all the jewelry and antique stores in the Brighton Street area. He and his mom had poked around a couple of the latter places, trying to decide what sort of exotic cabinets and canopy beds they would want in their dream home, and had stopped to look into the display windows of a number of jewelry stores. His mom wouldn't enter those stores, though. She didn't care to be coldly ignored by employees who would...